Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and happy 4th of July weekend. Welcome to the sunshine. For those of you that have gone outside and looked at the sky saying, why is it blue? And what's that ball of fire in the sky? Something that most of us in the Northeast have not seen in a long, long time. 30 of the last 40 days have been rainy, wet, cloudy, drizzly. Just incredible. Make it very difficult for the garden, but it's also created some problems. Because we've had so much water, a lot of ants are now coming into your house because of all the water. It's flooded them out, and they are going to dry areas, coming into your home. And with the sunshine also, the weed population is going to grow like crazy. And I know a lot of you want to keep everything as safe as possible in your yard and in your home. So we decided that we would talk a little bit about organic ways to control insects and weeds in your garden. And joining us this morning is Ted Reuter from St. Gabriel Organics. It's a company that makes milky spore disease to control the Japanese beetles in your lawn. But they also have a couple of new products. And one of them is called Ant Eater. It's a product that you can even use in your kitchen pantry to control ants. It's all organic. And they have a weed killer that will kill a lot of the fleshy type weeds on your patio, on driveways. And they use vinegar and other ingredients. So joining us this morning is Ted Reuter, and he's going to tell you about this new technology that's safe and natural. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Paul Parent listeners. We've got some exciting new products to talk about, but you know, we've been making organic products for the home and garden for 34 years, and we may be the leader in the number of organic products, and they're always evolving. They're getting better and better all the time. For example, Anteater is just a wonderful ant control. You can use it in the cupboard, in the pantry, and it's a big grain company sometimes use the ingredients in Anteater as a control for insects in stored grain in silos and things. So what's in it, you wonder? This is a food-grade diatomaceous earth with a hint of clove oil. Now, the diatomaceous earth has been around for 2,000 years. The Chinese used it to preserve things eons ago. And the powder, if you put it under the microscope, is each little speck has sharp points and edges. And that cuts through an insect's waxy cuticle, dehydrates it, and it simply dries up, and that's the end of it. But this is a food grade. In other words, it is, you could have it on your breakfast cereal and suffer no harmful effect from it. In fact, veterinarians prescribe prescribe it for animals. Put some of this in their feed or meal, and not just a small amount of it, and it pulls out intestinal parasites, and the animals just eliminate them naturally. It's also gram positive, I'm told, although we're still working on that, and that means that some people believe when it goes into the intestinal system, it pulls out viruses and negatively charged bacteria and eliminates them. So this has actually been taken by people, and some of our researchers take a teaspoonful of positively charged DE, food grade DE, in a glass of water in the morning, and they say that it gives them calcium. It gives them good health somehow. We don't prescribe it for people, but many people do take it. But you have to have the food grade, and that's what's in Anteater Pantry Bug Powder. And it's sold in many fine hardware stores and lawn and garden centers. And it comes in an ergonomically designed squeeze bottle, a puffer bottle with a long snout at the end. The snout looks like the head of an aardvark or an anteater. You simply snip off the tip and puff it into corners and crevices, and stuff lasts for a long, long time, and you can just about eliminate not only ants but all kinds of unwanted insects in the pantry, in the cupboard, and in the home.
And you can put it any place, right, Ted?
Yeah, and even rub it into dog fur and cat hair. It eliminates ticks and fleas. And even if the cats, the cats, after you rub something on them, they like to lick their fur. Well, if they eat or lick some of the powder, it simply travels through their system and also eliminates parasites.
Wow.
Just
now, how about, tell us about burnout. I mean, with all the rain that we've had here in the Northeast, once the sun stays out for more than one day, I'm sure that a lot of weeds are going to develop in gravel driveways and between the bricks and the patio, and you're going to see a lot of a surge of weeds. Tell us what you've done with this product that you call Burnout 2.
Well, we do a lot of research on a lot of things, and we wanted something for weeds that would be non-toxic. That is to say, we wanted something you could walk through your yard and spray dandelions with, for example. And our weed killer called Burnout, it consists of a number of natural oils and a specially fermented vinegar and citric juice that will kill a dandelion in 3 hours. You spray the leaves and the fleshy parts of a weed, and the burnout cuts through the waxy layers on the outside of a weed, enters the plant, ruptures the plant cells, and travels right down to the root tip. But the interesting thing is, unlike the petrochemical weed killers, burnout decomposes into a soil nutrient feeding soil microbes. So after 36 hours, this starts to take place, and with the weed dead now and withering away, the soil bacteria produce an environment where the surrounding grass comes in and fills in the spots where the dandelions used to be rather quickly. So it's a two-pronged attack on weeds. And you wonder, can I use it in the garden? Yes, you can. You can go through the rows of your garden plantings and simply spot treat weeds that are there. Don't spray your garden plants, though, because burnout will kill whatever you spray. But you can selectively spray the weeds that you want to get rid of. Even raspberries and blackberry growers, they'll go down, and vineyards, too. They'll spray the weeds at the base of the of these blueberry plants or blackberry plants and under the grapevines, and the woody stalks of these kinds of plants are protected from burnout. So you can really go down and get rid of the weeds and even the grass under those kinds of woody plants, and it works so well that what you wind up with is, in this case, more yields of luscious blackberries and grapes, because you're not only getting rid of the weeds, you're nourishing the soil. So that's the great value of burnout, and you can use it with impunity, because we stack it up against the finest and the most popular weed controls on the market. It's called Burnout, again, available at great garden centers and hardware stores.
Ted, could you tell us about your website where people can get more information about Burnout and Anteater and other products that your company makes that are all organic and all natural?
Yes, I'll give you the website that you can go to, and also for your listeners today, we'll send them a free St. Gabriel organic garden guide. We come out with it every year, and it has it tells about our products, but also has a lot of helpful tips in there. It tells you about companion plantings and things that you might want to know if you have a home garden. And I'll give you that telephone number to call for that. It's an 800 number. But first, I'll give you the website, and it's simply milkyspore.com. And Milky Spore is spelled as one word, M-I-L-K-Y. S-P-O-R-E, Milky Spore, one word, .com, and you'll find lots of information on that website. In our free garden manual, call 800-801-0061.
0061. Ted, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your help and the great information about organic ways to control insects and weeds.
Last few weeks in the Northeast, we've had more than our fair share of damp, rainy weather. You think you're depressed? Take a look at your lawn. Those brown spots cropping up are caused by common lawn diseases like red thread and dollar spot that have a field day in weather like this. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie with the Scotts Company. Don't let lawn fungus ruin your nice green lawn. Stop the problem before it spreads with Scotts Lawn Fungus Control. Once a lawn disease like red thread or dollar spot takes hold, it can quickly spread across your entire lawn and eventually even kill it. If fungus is left untreated in your lawn, it can come back year after year. Thankfully, Scotts Lawn Fungus Control is specially designed to stop and prevent these diseases from setting in. And because it's from Scotts, Lawn Fungus Control is guaranteed to get the job done or your money back. So with lawn disease on the rise, now is the perfect time to pick up Scotts Lawn Fungus Control in the orange bag. From Scotts, this is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden center.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. I try and give you information that's going to make your gardening safer, and St. Gabriel Organics has come a long way in these two products for ants. Now, what's really kind of neat with this ant eater is you just open up your cupboard where you keep cereal and things, and you just add the dust right to the shelf, and any insects that go with cereal and flour and any of these grains, they'll eat it. And as Ted said, the food grade product that's in there is a special type of coral that's harvested. It's ground, and when you touch it, it feels just like baby powder. When the insect gets it on its body, it's like knives. It cuts it to smithereens, and boy, does it work good. It's the same type of powder that if you have a swimming pool, you're putting diatomaceous earth in your filter. It's the same type of product, just a highly refined product. And instead of filtering the water and getting the algae out, this kills insects. Very safe. Jared, who's up next and needs a little bit of help with their garden this morning?
Okay, next up we have Ellen on the line, who's calling about a Rosa rugosa and a hydrangea.
Okay. Terrific. Ellen, good morning. Happy 4th of July weekend to you.
Same to you. I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed your party.
Thank you.
Two questions. The Rosa rugosa, I have two of them that are planted side by side. One has grown fairly tall. It bloomed initially, but no blooms now. and the one next to it is very small and very leggy and looks like it's not going to make it for the day. So that was my one question. And for the hydrangeas, I was wondering what a good overall fertilizer would be. And for the Nyko Blue hydrangeas, now that they've blossomed out, can I cut back the old wood?
Okay. First of all, on your Rosa rugosa, we planted a hedge with Rosa rugosas last year. My wife loves roses, and Rosa rugosa are a plant that doesn't require the amount of maintenance that a regular hybrid rose. And it's a plant that will spread and will thicken. So it makes for a nice hedge. And mine, early in the year, were loaded with flower buds. They began to bloom, and then all the rain came and all the cloudy weather, and the flowers were opening and literally rotting right on the plant.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's nice about the Rosa rugosa, there is a secondary byproduct from the flower. The flower, if it opens, you get to enjoy it. If you get all the rain like we just had, then the flower goes by. But it produces rose hips, and that's the underside of the flower. It looks like a little fruit, almost like a crab apple, and it's going to turn red or orange in color, and that will give you some additional color during the late summer. Now, if your roses are getting to be tall and they're stretching, you can prune them. And that's something that will control the size. Now, the one that seems to be a little bit stunted, it could be maybe it's just drainage in that particular area. What I would do is, now that the sun has come out, hopefully it will stay out more than one day at a time now, but get yourself a granular fertilizer, something that you can scratch into the ground, and that will help to stimulate some secondary growth. If you have two or three shoots on that plant that are growing straight up, cut them back by about 25 to 30%. And what you're going to do is you're going to remove that terminal bud that's saying, get tall, 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 don't worry about spreading out. When you remove that terminal bud, it will bush rather than get taller. And that will help your plant. But just a general purpose, like plant tone fertilizer, a granular that's slow release and organic, and that will work really good. After the break, I'll tell you what to do with your hydrangea. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Good morning. Oh, the sunshine is out. The sky is blue, something we haven't seen too much here in the last 30-plus days. We were talking with Ellen about what to do with her rugosa roses, and believe me, if you've got rugosa roses, this sunshine is going to help them. And tea roses and your grandifloras, climbing roses, they love it. What you should be doing today, if you've got the time to get out there, go to your roses with your pruners and any flowers that have gone by or have just rotted on the plant, cut them back. And you're going to notice that the first leaf right below the flower is in three segments. And eventually that will change to each leaf having five segments. Take your pruners and cut the rose just above the second set of five leaflet. Okay? So the first leaf of five, then there's the second one, and between the first and the second, cut it. And by doing that, You're going to stimulate the plant into making brand new flowers. And it really is important. The other thing, we've had so much rain that the original fertilizer you put down is long gone. So if whether you're using a straight fertilizer or a fertilizer with insecticide, reapply it because it's all gone. Now, hydrangea. Hydrangea is traditionally a plant that will bloom the middle of June right through August. And again, with all the rain we've had, some of those flowers have actually rotted right on the plant. I have a pink hydrangea outside, and the flowers are all speckled with fungus. Some of the leaves have the same thing. And I don't like to keep a flower that's spotted. I always felt that if you had a flower that had disease spores on it, if you allowed it to stay on the plant, it would drop some of those spores on the ground, on the stems, to reinfect the plant next year. So sacrifice those flowers, get them off the plant, dispose of them, and if you have some foliage that's all spotted, pick the leaf. And this is the time that you can also control your plant. If it's starting to get too big, cut it back. And that will help it to bush out, and it will increase the amount of flowers for next year. So the time to prune, the time to feed, and the time to clean is right now. So cut them back because your blue and your pink hydrangea, if you live on Cape Cod, for example, or areas where you get a little more heat, you can have those blue hydrangeas get up to be 3 to 4 feet tall. If you want to keep them at 2, 2.5 feet, now's the time to give them a little bit of pruning. It will help them to bush out. And, oh, this is also the time right now, 4th of July weekend, if you have tall growing chrysanthemums, today is the day to cut them back by a third. And that will set back your chrysanthemums to bloom later in the year, but they will double the amount of flower buds. If you have Montauk daisies, which is a fall blooming daisy, right now they're huge. Cut them back by one third. They'll bush out and they'll flower for you in late September, early October, when there's nothing else in bloom in your garden. And every piece that you cut back on your Montauk daisy, your chrysanthemums, your tall growing sedum, take that tip, a little bit of rooting powder, push it in the ground, and you got a brand new plant. It's as easy as that. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Charles on the line, who's calling about his rose bush.
Charles, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have roses. Got some double knockouts, which are doing fine, other than they rotted under the blossoms rotted. But
yeah.
I have some, I call them tea roses. They grow straight up. And yeah, all the leaves have been dropping off onto the ground. I had used the Bayer Advanced Rose and Flower Care, and I thought that would take care of disease and insects, but something is dropping the leaves off. I wondered what I could do about it.
I was talking with Ken Kukurowski from Bayer, and I think he's going to be able to get on the radio with us next week. He was going to call me on Monday or Tuesday and let me know what his schedule was. But what he was telling me is the Bayer products for the roses traditionally will last 4 to 6 weeks between applications. So what Bayer recommends on roses is that you apply it in early April, mid-May, then again in late June, then in July and August. So basically every 4 weeks. With the amount of rain we've had, the product has been diluted with the rain and diluted with the rain and basically washed away from the root zone. So the roots are not able to pick up the product because it's been flushed out of the soil. And He wants everybody to reapply it, even though they did it in early to mid-June. You've got to redo it, because the lasting power, instead of 4+ weeks, is about 2 weeks due to the amount of rain. So reapply it, and if the product that you're using does not have fertilizer, apply the fertilizer. But the leaf drop is due to the amount of water in the ground. The air pockets that are there to keep the roots clean are filled full of water. The gases that the roots release as they grow are trapped in the water. They cannot dissipate. They cannot escape through the soil. And these gases are stuck on the root itself due to the water, and they're becoming toxic. You get a few days of sun like this, and that problem will go away. So add some fertilizer, reapply your insecticides, clean your roses, and they'll bounce back and they'll begin to flower like crazy. And put them the way I told you, just above the second set of five. And while you're pruning, look at the graft. It looks like a fist coming out of the ground, and all your branches are coming out of it. That's where your roses are grafted. Anything that comes in below the graft is a sucker, and it's stealing the energy from the plant. It grows straight up in the air. Remove those, and your roses will be beautiful. But put the systemic products on them again, because too much rain has washed the product and made it so that it just doesn't work anymore. Thank you, Charles. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Robert on the line, who's calling about rose bushes as well.
Robert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello. I have two questions. One is on my roses. If I put pine bark mulch or hemlock mulch, and eventually if it gets into the vegetable garden, will that do any problem for the vegetables?
Okay.
The other one is the rose graft. I just heard you say the suckers appear below the bud union. And that's
right.
What Crockett said in his book. But I find that sometimes I get suckers that appear above the bud union, and they're usually red, grow much faster than the hybrid tea, have larger thorns. And have you ever found that?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's something that, again, that's more vigorous plants that will happen to. What would happen is most of your hybrid tea roses today are grafted. And the reason that they're grafted is to make them hardier for places like New England, where we have cold winters. In California or in Florida, they don't need to graft the rose, because the root system of that rose bush is the same as the top. And because they don't get the cold weather that we do here, there's no need to put a special root system. The reason that they put the special root is because that root will tolerate much colder weather. So basically what they do is this, Robert. They'll grow a rose for the root system in their fields. When the root system has matured, they go in the fields and they remove the whole top of the rose and throw it away, so that all you have is this great big root system with a little neck. They split the neck. They attach the rose by grafting it to it. It blends together, forming a brand new plant with a much stronger root system and the rose that you purchase. That way they'll do much better. Every now and then you get a plant that's grafted that's maybe not as strong as the root system, and the root system tries to take over. And as you said, different type of foliage growing much, much quicker, bigger thorns, and more noticeable. And you have to be aware of it. And when you're in your garden cleaning and pruning and fertilizing, when you see this happening, remove it. Otherwise, it's going to revert to the root system. Now, the second question on putting bark mulch in the garden. Great idea. If you have a flower bed or you have a vegetable bed and the weeds just cannot be controlled, you can put down pine needles, you can put down compost, you could put down, if you live on Cape Cod, you can go to the cranberry fields in the fall and pick up cranberry hulls and use that. And all of this, whether it's pine bark mulch, it's hemlock mulch, will turn into organic matter, and it will help to make the soil absorb more moisture. It will help to break up the clay in the soil. So you are helping the soil in the long run. You can till it into the ground, and it works very well. So don't worry about it. You may get a little bit of acidic change in your soil if you're putting down a lot of bark mulch, but you can counteract that with either using lime or using the new products by Jonathan Green that will take care of preventing the soil from getting too acidic. And it will work very, very well. So don't be scared to put down bark mulch or compost, pine needles, shredded leaves, anything like that. You're going to make the soil better in the long run. You live down by the beach, put some seaweed down, grind it up, apply it, and it will do the same thing, control the weeds, feed the microbes in the soil, and you'll have a better garden in the long run. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Happy 4th of July weekend to all of you. The sun is out. Hopefully it's out where you are, and you can get outside and continue the celebration. I'm going to today. I'm going to do a sun dance and thank everybody. All of maybe the planets are lining up now, and we're going to take some of the wet weather and send it to places that could use it, because in the Northeast here, we've had more than our share. And, you know, I thought it was just Maine and New England area that was getting a lot of rain. But talking to people, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania, they've been in the same category. And it's just been incredible out there. So it's not easy. And with the sunshine, it's going to help the farmers. I know the farmers in New England are having a tough time. They have not been able to hay the fields. And traditionally by now, they've hayed the fields, and they're getting ready to let the second crop grow. But because it's been so wet, the tractors have not been able to get into the fields. The grass is now laying down, and they're going to have a tough time. And if we don't get dry weather, the price is going to skyrocket, and there's going to be some major, major problems. So let's hope we get some sun. The farmers can get their haying done. They can get it to dry, baled, put into storage to make it easier for them during the winter. And we need that. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ann on the line who is looking for some help identifying a problem she's having.
Okay, Ann, tell me about what the problem is and see if we can work
it
out for you.
Good morning, Paul. I have a table in my nursery height table that is loaded with my greens and doing wonderfully, as you have said it would happen with the greens. But I went out yesterday and I have these pink little balls on the earth. Beautiful color pink, little clusters of that look like balls that are little air has been let out of them. Do you have any idea what that could be?
Those are mushrooms. Different types of mushrooms. Yes. We've had so much.
You know, I'm going to let, will they get big? I mean, they're just like a half inch or less, a quarter of an inch. Any bigger than that. Little clusters of them.
Yeah, they're not going to get too much bigger. They may get to be as big as a marble.
Okay.
But it's what that is telling you, Anne, it's telling you that you've got a good soil. It's a soil that has a lot of organic matter in it. It could be peat moss that you've added. It could be compost that you've added to that soil. But mushrooms are like no other plant. If there's not a lot of organic matter, they will not grow. You won't find mushrooms growing in lawns, let's say on Cape Cod, that are very sandy because it's not able to hold the moisture that they need. So the best thing for you to do is just to take a cultivator, cultivate the soil where these ball-shaped mushrooms are growing, and break them up. You can scrape them and collect them and put them in your compost pile. But as soon as the weather stays sunny and we get some drying out of these soils, then the mushrooms will stop. But it's very common every place, and it's not just where you live. From the Carolinas up into northern New England, the mushrooms are growing absolutely berserk. And if we get a week of sun, anybody that has good soils that they've taken care of, whether it's the vegetable garden or the lawn, you're going to see strange mushrooms. Some are going to be flat. Some are going to look like umbrellas. And some are going to look like golf balls that get pretty big, producing a black powder. Some of the mushrooms are going to look just like marbles, just like what you have. But it's a sign that you've got a healthy soil with a lot of organic matter, and because of the rain and the cloudy weather, the mushrooms have just exploded. So just be aware of it, okay? Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231, or go to Paul Parent, PaulParent.com, and you can listen to the show until 10 o'clock.